You guys are, I know, big fans of Meerkat Manor.
We love Meerkat Manor.
All right, so now that you're well aware of course, the first few seasons, pretty soapy. Flower, the Meerkat matriarch, passed away. Of course,
that
all this sad. About, they follow the meerkats in the Kalahari Desert of southern Africa. And why? Because they're really funny-looking animals, basically, and they stand on 2 feet and look around, and they're very vigilant. So the tone this year, apparently, now, have you seen any new episodes? Because I guess the tone is a little lighter.
Yeah, just a couple
Roger
of them.
Roger Buttenberg told me that Friday night.
Music's a little lighter, a little younger.
Yeah.
Trying to go with a more, maybe a little hipper sound, because of the, and they got a new narrator.
Yep.
Stockard Channing is the narrator.
Really?
Because... So let's see, just to bring you up to speed, because I have never seen the show, but Flower is gone, two of her offspring, Rocket Dog and Maybelline, rose to power. Now, Maybelline started her own splinter group called the Aztecs.
Yeah.
Now, so matriarchs are the only females allowed to breed in Meerkat land. So the sisters are both looking for partners. That was a struggle because Flower's widower, Zaphod, has been chasing off all the boyfriends.
Yeah.
So
he's a protective dad.
So he's a protective dad. Yeah, that's iPod. Yeah. So now we have also
strong fathers, strong daughters.
Can't tell you. One of the stars was killed in a hit and run accident of Meerkat Manor.
Now
they're not gonna. I can't tell you who it was. And they're not going to tell you who it was until after the season's over.
Yeah, well, they actually had wrapped up filming on the season.
I don't want to know.
They're not
going to
tell.
Yeah.
It doesn't have it in here. Don't worry about it.
One of the stars got hit by a truck.
Right. Yeah. Hit and run.
Hit and run.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to have it in the show. We're not going to know who it is to the end. This is just, this just puts I don't care about the hip music, knowing that there's something coming in the,
This whole Meerkat thing has really gone crazy.
Yeah,
as Amy
with
Schmidt.
Viewers.
Yeah. I think Amy Schmidt just went down to the safari so she could spot some meerkats.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's back.
Unbelievable.
Yet. We got to get her back. Have safari tales.
Animal Planet. You got other. Now you've got other networks doing spinoff shows: Chimp Eden, Orangutan Island, and Lemur Kingdom.
I love it.
None have approached the popularity of Meerkat Manor.
Well, no.
You've got people dressed as meerkats on YouTube.
Watching meerkats is like watching the Tudors. I mean, it's just, it's neat. And there's nothing quite. I got another show for you that you need to watch. It's on Nickelodeon. Bruce and I discovered it last night. Wonder Pets.
Okay.
Wonder Pets is little duck. It's... Ready, Set, and Mimi?
Yeah, I know.
No, Min Min.
We just saw it for the first time last night.
Yeah, it's a little duck, a little
turtle.
It's
an animated thing.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, a turtle, and what was that, little guinea pig or something?
Yeah, guinea pig.
And they go around, they rescue animals in distress, and you learn, like yesterday, they rescued a dolphin.
Oh.
From a net.
From a net, little baby dolphin.
Enlisted the help of a swordfish to cut the net.
Yes.
Wonder Pets.
Wonder Pets.
All right. Okay.
Better than, Booba or whatever that show is.